Hey, this is Chris. Thanks so much for buying this course. I promise to you that you will know your dream in 10 days' time, if not before. More than that, I promise you're going to know more than 100 different dreams. You're going to define them and write them down. But to do that, we're going to have 10 days of 30 minutes each. If you can listen to my voice for 10 minutes of a podcast, 10-minute meditation and do a 10-minute activity and do that continuously for 10 days, I promise that you will define your dream. The best thing about this course is that if you do not have time to do it, it is for you because you can do it while you're walking, listening on your phone. You can do it while you're in the car. You can do it even while you're at work if you want to. You can do it anywhere. All you have to do is listen to my voice for 30 minutes a day. I don't believe that you don't have time to do this because everyone has time. You at least have 30 minutes every day to start working on the most important thing to you, which is actually defining your dream. It all starts with my story of dreams. Let me take you a bit into the dreaming world. When I woke one morning with a deep realization that my bed was actually someone's dream. But then someone thought up the idea of making a bed, they designed it and gave it to someone else, and then I bought it, and here it is, waking up from out of my bed. I walked around my house and I looked in the rooms and I looked and I realized that my house is actually someone's dream as well, an architect's dream. They drew it up and asked a builder to build it, and here it is, right here, me living inside of someone else's dream. I looked at the Kellogg's box of the cornflakes that I was eating and realized that Kellogg's was someone's dream. Someone had the idea of making Kellogg's. They made it and produced it, and then here I am buying it, achieving someone else's dream by buying Kellogg's. Then I went to my car and I jumped in the car and I realized that this Renault is actually someone else's dream. Someone had the idea to make a car like this, and they dreamt it up and designed it, and here I am driving in someone else's dream. I went to work into my dream job and realized that this dream job here is actually someone else's dream because all my energy and all my efforts was actually going towards achieving someone else's dream. So I took a day off and I went to the Botanic Gardens. I sat by the lake and I rested my mind, rested my body and allowed myself to dream a little. Well, surely we can only dream when we're asleep, I thought, but I wasn't asleep. And I was thinking about how naughty I am to take a day off. I was thinking about how much there is to do at work, how I should get those papers in, how I should have written that assignment the other day. But then I just let it all go. And I dreamt that maybe sometimes I need to actually say no to the world, to say yes to me. I spend so much time serving other people, running around for other people, trying to be on time for other people, that I'm quite often late for myself. I dreamt about what a day would actually be like if I didn't owe anyone anything. If I was actually free. Free to do whatever I wanted, to walk any direction, to go anywhere in the world right now. Imagine feeling how free that would be. And each day at work, I realized I had to just do what the boss told me. And each day at home, I had to do what my wife told me and what my kids wanted from me. That actually, a lot of the things that I did in my life was actually predictable. The way that I spoke, the language I used, probably only I use a vocabulary of about 2,000 words each day. I started to feel the robotic sense and the repetition of every single day. That this rut, for some reason, was making me actually unhappy on the inside. Although I looked really happy to everyone, I was actually growing to hate the space that I was in. For some reason, I couldn't tell anyone my inner thoughts and what I was actually feeling, that this kind of secret inside me was not who I actually wanted to be. So then I started to look around in the garden, heard the birds cheeping in the tree above, and looked at the beautiful lake that I was there. I started to realize that this garden that I'm in is actually a projection, that I must have a sense of beauty about the world and the world must have a sense of beauty about me. And the more I look at my own beauty, the more value that gives me, and the more that I focus on my value, the more understanding I can have of my brilliance. That I project outwards into the outer world and I'm projecting inwards into my inner world. My inner world is different to my outer world because my inner world is actually foreign to me. I don't know the language or how to speak or how to communicate into my inner world. That I'd rather fill my house with possessions and my head with other people's business to avoid ever facing the complexity and the demons inside my inner world. The deeper fears that I have in my father, my teachers from school, the failures that I've had and the horrible stuff-ups that I've made along the way. But I sit here in a garden of beauty and I just let all that go. I just sit here and completely let it all go. Deep down, a desire to walk around the garden emerges from somewhere. As I walk these paths of such a beautiful place, I smile at the great moments I've had in my life. The laughs I've had with my dad, the holidays I've had, sitting at the beach with my mum. I went on a great overland hike with my brother, which was an incredible experience in Tasmania. The first kiss with my girlfriend. My heart fills with absolute joy as I think of these beautiful moments in my past. The times I've yelled out on top of the mountain in the wind. The times I've scuba dived in the sea and I've seen beauty in the world and this world has seen beauty inside of me. But as I let it all go, I said that I too look like a blooming flower, sometimes losing leaves and sometimes other times growing new ones, constantly reforming and changing over time. And as I let it all go, my heart feels pain and begins to open up. A fire explodes in my heart and swells up so hard that I burst into tears. I kneel down on the grass in a pile of tears. I cry for my friend who passed away when I was 18. I cry here for his family, that he will never marry, he will never have kids, he will never know what it's like to travel the world, to yell on a mountain, to watch his daughter's first day at school, his son's first driving lessons or his daughter's first wedding. Or the fresh air speeding past as he jumps out of an aeroplane. He'll never know these precious moments. He'll never know what it's like to lose a friend at the age of 18 with so many dreams and no more time to start working towards any of them. I remember how terrible it was for his parents to have seen their baby boy die before they did. And to hear his mum screeching and crying saying, why my boy? To imagine his face disappearing in the darkness like a light speck. One day for long forgotten. Maybe not this generation, but in 5 or 10 generations in the future when his great-great-great nieces and nephews stop telling his story. One day, our story, all our stories, will be stopped being told. And other stories will replace them. So too, we will disappear into a vapor of a speck of light on a dusty road with so many dreams unfulfilled and long forgotten. No. No, I refuse. I'm not going to be someone who passed before their time, before they fulfilled all their dreams. I'm going to tell my stories. I'm going to inspire the next generation to achieve all their dreams and leave a legacy. I am a strong, able body with an intelligent mind, a powerful spirit that will not be broken, and a compassionate heart for all creation. Well, here I stand in the garden. I walk to the top of the hill and I yell to the world, here I am. I have a strong body. I can see the colours of the world. I can hear the songs of nature. I can smell the seeds in the air, taste the fruits of the trees yet to bear and feel the sensations of all that is yet to come. For life is here for my sensations, experiencing the precious moments, creating precious moments for the best. Is yet to come, I yell to the world on top of the hill, that the best is yet to come. So world, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to have? And who do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to have? And who do you want me to be?